Hi, and welcome to Apple Accessibility Episode 11, How to Quickly Access Items in Your Applications, Documents, and Downloads Folder via the Dock. The following demo presented by David Woodbridge was done on behalf of Vision Australia as part of the Adaptive Technology Podcast series for Apple products. At the end of the demo, we'll do our two tips as usual. Enjoy.
Vision Australia. Blindness and Low Vision Services.
In this demonstration, I want to show you how to quickly check items or launch the items in your application, documents, or downloads folder that are on your dock using VoiceOver. So I've currently got my MacBook turned on, VoiceOver is running, and as usual, I like to start from a known position on my computer. So let's do Shift-V-O-D, D for desktop, which is a VoiceOver command to jump to the desktop, remembering that the VO keys are the Control and Option keys held down together. So Shift-V-O-D for desktop.
Desktop, Dropbox alias, selected alias.
And I've landed on my Dropbox alias, which is a shortcut to take me to my Dropbox folder. Let's go to the dock with V-O-D, D for dock.
Dropbox alias, so doc, downloads folder 70 of 72.
And I'm already on my downloads folder. Now, if you weren't on that, I just type in FIN.
Finder, running 1 of 72.
I'm on the finder. Now, we could just do VO right arrow to go right across to downloads. But as I just demonstrated, if you type in a few characters, you can jump to the item on the dock. So I'm going to type in D-O-W.
Downloads folder 70 of 72.
Now what we want to do is in the context menu, which we can bring up with Shift-V-O-M, I want to get down to an option which is to display or view the items, in this case in the downloads folder, in a list. Because at the moment, if I wanted to view my items now, straight away without making any changes, if I just press the up arrow, so I'm now pressing my up arrow key, and absolutely nothing's happening. Because the option, which is the list, which needs to be checked, by default, I find is actually not active, i.e. it's not checked. Either the fan, grid, or auto is checked, which actually stops you tracking with VoiceOver the highlighted items when you press the up arrow. So let's bring up the context menu with Shift-V-O-M.
Menu, 16 items.
And we want to get down to list. I'm just going to type in L-I.
List.
And we're going to check that with VO spacebar. Now, as you could tell, that didn't say checked. If I do VO down arrow to go down an item.
Check mark, automatic.
Automatic was actually on. That's why that up arrow before didn't work. So VO up arrow.
List.
VO spacebar.
Finder, closing menu. Downloads folder 70 of 72.
Now, even though it said downloads folder, which you would assume is back on your dock, the focus doesn't seem to be there. So what I'm going to do is just go back to the dock again with the same VOD dock command for VoiceOver.
Dropbox alias dock downloads folder 70 of 72.
Now, this time if I press the up arrow,
menu 28 items.
We've brought up a whole menu which includes all the items in my downloads folder. So if I press the down arrow by itself.
2011041.doc. 2011.04.doc.
And so on. And if I wanted to access any of those files quickly, of course I could just do VO spacebar, which is the perform action command, which would open that up in the appropriate application that's associated with that file. So basically, under your context menu for applications, documents, or downloads folders, if you check on the list item in the context menu, which you get to by doing Shift-V-O-M, you can quickly view the items in any of those folders, which saves you going into them directly. So I hope that's been of some use to folks. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia. Blindness and Low Vision Services.
And now time for our two tips. Tip 1. If you want to check what version of the Mac operating system you are using, go to the Apple menu, About This Mac, and you will hear a button, if you're using VoiceOver of course, that announces the version of the operating system, such as version 10.6.7. If you choose this button, you will get the current build of the operating system, such as build 10J869. Tip 2. If your alarm is going off on your iPhone, for example, and you want to snooze for a bit longer, just press your power button. Remember, you can always email the folks at accessibility@apple.com for assistance or visit the official Apple Accessibility webpage at http://www.apple.com/accessibility. For any feedback concerning these podcasts, you can contact David by the following options. Email him at davidw9@tpgtangopapagolf.com.au. Follow him on Twitter at dwoodbridge, that is D as in David and Woodbridge, all one word. Access his blog, news interests, and assistive technology bookmark sites at http://www.samobile.net/users/dwoodbr. Or access this podcast website at http://davidwoodbr.podbean.com, standard access, http://davidwoodbr.podbean.com/mobile/mobile access. This concludes episode 11, How to Quickly Access Items in Your Applications, Documents, and Downloads Folder via the Dock of the Apple Accessibility Podcast.